From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Alyssa Block. For the NBA's Brooklyn Nets, this season has been, in a word, new. New state, new city, brand new arena. The team moved from Newark, New Jersey, to the New York borough of Brooklyn, which hasn't had a major pro sports team since the Dodgers left in 1957. Home court is now the Barclays Center. And as much as the move was supposed to bring new life to the team, it was also supposed to bring life to the neighborhood. NPR's Mike Pesca offers this mid-season report, a team effort with the help of Franny Kelly from the NPR Music Desk and Planet Money's Robert Smith.
In 1976, the then New York Nets won the ABA championship. The next year, the Nets joined the NBA and had the worst record in basketball. The year after that, they moved to New Jersey and again had the worst record in basketball. But this year, the Brooklyn Nets season began auspiciously. They were winning, and from the first preseason game, a new cheer reverberated through the Barclays Center. In the Bronx, the fans chant Yankees. In Atlanta, Buffalo, or Chicago, it's let's go Braves, Bills, or Bulls. But in Brooklyn, they cheer for the borough itself. This celebration of borough was reflected in the artisanal egg creams and locavore black and white cookies sold inside the arena. It was reflected in the first boxing event book there, featuring a Brooklyn-based champion. And on the undercard was Brooklynite Dimitri Salita, who could commute to work.
Take the BOQ straight to Atlantic Avenue.
There are 9 subway lines right under the arena. And the Harlem Globetrotters made their first ever visit to the borough. There, fans like Marguerite Barreto of East New York came away impressed with the Barclays Center.
It's nice. It makes the area a lot nicer than what it was before.
But you remember what was here before the arena?
Yes.
Which was?
Horrible. Just a big lot of empty junk, garbage.
Yeah. Not garbage, actually, but much of the footprint of the arena sits atop a once troubled and deserted area that the city had been trying to develop since 1968. As for what things in this once beat-up part of Brooklyn look like now?
The neighborhood is not that bad. I'm Robert Smith outside the arena where the Barclays Center, I swear, looks like this giant alien spacecraft has landed on an old-fashioned Brooklyn neighborhood. It's made of weathered steel, which means rusted on purpose.
It looked like a ship.
Like a sailing ship? Or?
Yeah.
Sort of a rusted radial tire. Like it should be in a big giant junkyard.
Old school but modern in today's age.
And the neighbors are still trying to figure out how this arena fits into old school life here in Brooklyn. What to do about the traffic, the crowds, the visitors from that strange world known as Manhattan.
Yeah, the shadow of Manhattan. So imagine for a second that you're the owner of the Nets. You're Bruce Ratner. You want to move the team to one of Brooklyn's most crowded intersections from the New Jersey Meadowlands. Your team hasn't had a winning record in 7 years. So you partner with a Russian billionaire. You engage in nearly a decade's worth of planning, and you're constantly aware of Brooklyn's reputation as Manhattan's lesser relation. You want to open the arena with a slam dunk. Luckily, there's a fellow who owns about 0.075% of the team who could help with that. NPR's Franny Kelly has been following that particular part owner quite closely.
Yes. Jay-Z was the very first act to play the Barclays Center. They slapped his face on billboards all over the neighborhood. He sold out 8 nights. On stage, he asked the crowd to join him whenever he rapped about the ground underneath their feet.
I'm going to need the Brooklyn part to be a little louder, if that's okay.
Okay.
And to say that Brooklyn hasn't changed too much, the next musician they booked was Barbara Streisand. And she was talking about Brooklyn, too.
You know, the last time that I sang solo here was on somebody's stoop on Pulaski Street. I was 8, yes.
Her Pulaski Street is in Bed-Stuy, the same Brooklyn neighborhood Jay-Z grew up in. Before I went to see Streisand's show, I stopped by the home of the former editor of Billboard and Vibe magazines, Danielle Smith. She lives a block away from the arena.
I think what Jay-Z and what Barbara Streisand represent for Barclays Center is, frankly, success, hard work, great music, hometown spirit, sort of a let's-go attitude. I mean, Barbara Streisand is always known for being a bit of a rebel.
Inviting seasoned vets like Streisand and Jay to break in the arena is a shot at Manhattan's Madison Square Garden. For musicians, playing the garden still means you made it. Now Barclays is the scrappy new kid on the block.
So Barclays steeped itself in the mystique of Brooklyn as borough of bootstrappers.
Yeah, but first, the real estate developer, Bruce Ratner, had to displace some real underdogs, the people who used to live and work on this block. This piece of pavement right here, where I'm standing, used to be a Prohibition-era bar called Freddy's.
It was crammed with tchotchkes and little lights and strange, wonderful things.
Donald O'Finn was the manager, and Freddy's had the bad luck to be right under the footprint for the new arena.
Nobody ever came and talked to us, but you could watch it on TV. People were saying, we're taking this, we're taking this. This is ours now. This is ours. I'm going, that's yours. Wait a minute, I have a 15-year lease here. What are you talking about? This is yours.
In the end, they had no choice. The state of New York used eminent domain to take the land. And O'Finn moved his bar a mile and a half south.
I don't want to be in that neighborhood anymore. And I want Brooklyn to have a basketball team. That's great. But what I don't want is I don't want millionaires, when they want something, to just be able to come and take it.
The construction of Barclays certainly caused disruptions. But the most dire predictions by the arena's opponents haven't all been realized. A traffic study commissioned by the Nets and conducted by Sam Schwartz Engineering shows that traffic at the arena's intersection is no worse now than it was before Barclays was built. But bar owner Donald O'Finn is, of course, right. Millionaire developers and billionaire plutocrats have a way of dictating terms. Take the example of the Nets coach, who led the team to their best start in a decade. Avery Johnson, who's heard here extolling the newly energized fan base.
Anytime they holler Brooklyn, even though we're all trying to be focused and do our jobs, it's nice to hear that chant.
Johnson was named NBA Coach of the Month for October and November, then he was fired in December. But the new Nets coach, PJ Carlesimo, has done well. The Brooklyn Nets are winners on the basketball court.
As a music venue, Barclays did something notable. True, other than the first couple shows, the booking there hasn't turned out to be all that different from the Staples Center or Boston's TD Garden or anywhere else hosting Justin Bieber and Disney on Ice. But by having Jay-Z's fingerprints all over the building, Barclays has gone into unexplored territory. No other arena has ever branded itself with a rapper, music journalist Danielle Smith.
It's major. It's huge. It's a pride-filled moment.
Jay-Z's alignment with the billion-dollar development puts hip-hop culture in a whole new weight class. His name is now synonymous with aspiration. But in Jay-Z's version of Brooklyn, the average Joe is somebody. Every night he played the Barclays Center, he gave a little speech. "I'm standing on this stage as living proof," he said, "that you can do anything in the world."
I think every single person in this building has genius-level talent.
Yeah, it's a little syrupy. And who hits the big time and stays in Brooklyn? Not Barbra Streisand, not Jay-Z.
And the Nets are kind of a Cinderella story, but they became good by the usual means, throwing $315 million at their top players in the offseason.
And this is a borough where, not too far from here, a one-bedroom apartment can rent for $5,000 a month. So in that regard, a fancy arena is authentically Brooklyn.
Or that slice of Brooklyn that plays the role of gritty underdog while raking in the bucks. Mike Pesca.
Franny Kelly.
Robert Smith, NPR News, Brooklyn.